With the Olympics just 6 weeks away, Japan is facing a new surge in coronavirus infections, and there are more calls for the Games to be postponed or canceled altogether. The Olympics were supposed to begin July 23rd, a year late, of course, because the 2020 Games were delayed. Reuters health correspondent Rocky Swift joins us now from Tokyo. He's on Skype. And Rocky, why don't you start with the pandemic? How bad is it right now?
Japan is now suffering from like a fourth wave of infections that have prompted the government to announce a state of emergency that is still in effect for Tokyo and most of the country that is going to extend until June 20th. The question now is whether those measures can bring those infections down and relieve the pressures on the medical system to the degree that everyone will feel comfortable about hosting the Olympics 1 month later.
Well, the athletes are already starting to arrive for the Olympics. In fact, the Australian women's softball team is there already, getting ready to train. What's the plan for athletes like that and for, you know, making sure they're vaccinated?
The issue with vaccinating athletes is that the IOC has said that they will make the vaccines available to any of the athletes that want them, but it's not a prerequisite. The IOC has made their own deal with Pfizer specifically to secure an independent supply of vaccines for athletes. So if the athletes don't get it within their own countries under their own regimes, then there is a facility for them to get it via the IOC. And then once they touch down in Japan, there might be another way for them to get it here. But I think that nobody is really quite clear how it's going to work out.
Well, and one of the issues is that access to the vaccines varies widely depending on which country you're from. So how will the Olympic Village itself, where these athletes are living, how will it be secured and safe?
The athlete village is said to be operated like a bubble. Other major sporting events like NBA and other football events across the world have been done in this way successfully, but not to this scale. So the idea is that, you know, something on the order of 10 to 15,000 athletes are going to be in this village, and they're going to be tested at least once, maybe multiple times a day. And they will not be allowed outside of the bubble.
Doctors have been saying that it's not a good idea to bring thousands of these athletes from all over the world to Japan during a pandemic. What's the government's response been, especially now that we're getting just a few weeks out from the Games? Are they responding to calls for the Games to either be postponed again or called off altogether?
The government has been pretty steadfast in their position that they want to hold a safe and secure Olympic Games. And how that manifests is the question. You're right. Most doctors and medical groups in Japan have come out to say that either it cannot be held safely or it will, you know, take away needed medical resources from Japan's own pandemic response. And probably the biggest concern is the danger of introduction of new mutant variants of the coronavirus that could sort of kick off another wave of infections here and potentially around the world if, you know, once these athletes and other people go home.
How do the athletes feel about it?
I've covered one event that was like a dive, like a Olympic diving test event, and I talked with American and German divers. They said that the facilities they were in were nice, you know, but you could tell they were chafing at the fact they were in this bubble. You know, they couldn't get out of their hotel room, they couldn't like see the sights, so they were deprived of the kind of joys that you might have from a regular Olympics of just, you know, seeing and enjoying the host country. But that may just be the reality of this event if it comes off.
Well, and they better get used to it because we're still several weeks until the opening of these Games. Rocky Swift of Reuters speaking with us from Tokyo. Thank you very much.
Thank you.